Joining me is former Hereford United player David Titterton. You joined the club September 1991 from Coventry. Was it the John Sillett factor that made you decide to come to Edgar Street?
Oh, without a doubt. I had a contract still at Coventry, so I was in no rush to move, so to speak. Terry Butcher had just taken over, and I was just recovering from a cartilage operation. And John Sillett rang me and said, look, you know, I'm down at Hereford, you know, do you want to come down and have a look around and see what it was? And, you know, I had, you know, quite a few relations down in the Hereford and Risbury area, Leinster area. So I had, you know, a connection with the area already. And it was that case of that phone call, and I thought, right, I'll go and have a look and see what there is.
How did you find the standard from Division 1 to Division 4?
It was a bit of a culture shock to start with. You know, it's one of those things where you turned up and, you know, you're back to washing your kit and doing all those bits and pieces, you know, me, which I wasn't expecting, little things like that. And at that particular time when I did join, you know, I mean, you know, we were actually flying, you know what I mean? It was the first few games of the season and, you know, the crowds were buzzing and, you know, the... had a bit of momentum with the team, so, you know, things sort of like, you know, took its place, but it was a bit of a culture shock, but, you know, just one of those decisions I had to make.
I spoke to a number of players about this, because we started the season so well, we were top of the league September, but then it fell away. Why do you think that was?
I couldn't put my finger on it, really, because obviously I was new to the club, and I was new to a lot of the lads, and I was new to the division. You know, I joined really with the prospect of, you know, looking to, you know, get promotion that year. Really, that was our main aim with John, really, is to get promotion. That's one of the main draws of me coming down there was, you know, coming from a first division club. You know, well, you know, another year or so on my contract. I just couldn't put my finger on it. We lost a bit of momentum. We had a few injuries. Players lost a bit of form. But there wasn't one culminating factor that I thought, you know, made us go on that sort of, you know, bad run, so to speak.
John Sillett left as manager and then Greg Downes took over. How did you get on with Greg?
On a personal level, really, you know, Greg, I sort of like took over from Greg at Coventry. Greg was in the first team when I was the one, I was the left back then. Playing for England under-18s and regular in the reserves, and in March take over Greg's position, you know, which I did, and then obviously Greg moved on to different areas. It was never going to be an easy decision with how me and Greg got on, to be honest. It was a bit of a personal thing, but at the end of the day, he was still, you know, my manager, and I had to accept that and do what he did.
You're one of the four players that were sent off in the infamous game against Northampton. What are your memories of that Sunday afternoon?
Oh, it's farcical. Just an unbelievable afternoon. You know, to get, you know, the sending off. You know, I think we armed with a penalty, didn't we? And then Brady scored a great move, you know, volleyed it in. You know, the crowd ran on the pitch to me, you know what I mean? It was just one of those unbelievable afternoons where you look back and you see the people now, and, you know, they're dressed in all their clothes and the music and all that sort of stuff before the game, and then the actual game, you know, I thought, crikey, you know, then I kicked the ball away and got sent off, you know, two yellows, one bad tackle, and then Topper went, and then Lee Jones, I think he was. And obviously, you know, the gaffer himself, Greg. And then, I'm not sure if you're aware, but I actually got arrested after the game. So I was got arrested for inciting the crowd, which at Northampton was quite easy to do because no barriers to stop them running on the pitch. So it was a bit of an unbelievable afternoon, and it's still spoke about now, and obviously as we are now, speaking about it again.
You had a number of sending-offs during your time at Hereford. How did you try and calm yourself down?
I always had and played. On the edge, that's how I played. You know, I was a wholehearted player. That's I trained like that. You know, I played like that, and sometimes, unfortunately, I missed the odd tackle or whatever the case may be, and got myself into trouble. I think it's just down to, you know, youth and enthusiasm, and that sometimes I didn't control and sometimes I did, and I just had to learn as I got older to curb that over enthusiasm, you know, and bide my time and pick my tackles a little bit more. But, you know, that's the way I got myself up for the games. You know, I was a tough tackling, a wholehearted player that gave everything, and I think that's what every club I played for would never disagree with. It's just one of those learning curves as a young lad, I think.
You left Hereford and joined Wickham. The start of the following season, Hereford played Wickham and Wickham won 4-3. What was it like returning to Egg Street as an opposition player so early?
There's a couple of things I really want to set straight, really, is that I never, ever wanted to leave Hereford. It was never my intention to leave Hereford. During the season, when I got sent off a couple of times, they put me on the transfer list. And there was five or six teams that come in for me. Each one that I turned down, I wasn't interested. I didn't want to leave. I bought a house in Leinster. You know, I was married at the time. And, you know, I was settled down there. I had family and friends down there. You know, my uncle and auntie had places down there and a few other cousins and stuff. So I never wanted to leave Hereford. And it was... I turned down Wickham during the season. I think they offered 20 or 30 grand, but I went down there to have a chat with them out of courtesy with Martin O'Neill, and actually, you know, turned around and said, you know, no, I want to, you know, stay at Hereford and, you know, fight for my place and get back in. But unfortunately, you know, Greg made that decision that he was going to release me, you know, which was a bit of a blow, really. And then, obviously, when we come back, you know, it was one of those crazy times because I had 20 or 30 of my family in the crowd. And, you know, Greg had said a few things in the press about me prior to that. So it was strange, really, because, you know what I mean, I felt a real bond with the Hereford people and with the Hereford crowd. And I think they did with me, really. To be honest, you know, I think they'd like my wholehearted approach to the game. That's what they expected, and that's what I gave them. But that game was, I remember it was a night game, and Terry Evans, one of my good friends, I think he scored the win at the end, I think a header, to make it 4-3.
And are you still involved in football now?
I do have been involved in football when I stopped playing. As player manager with Clitheroe, and that towards the end, I managed Apple Swiss for a few seasons at Dr. Martin's League, which I really enjoyed. But I had a very successful business and a young family, had twin boys. One of my boys is actually in the academy now, Kidderminster Harriers, and the other one that I coach, his twin brother at Ombersley. So I still help out and involved with youth football, and will continue to do so until such time my legs tell me no.
And you're good mates with Pete Beadle as well?
Yep, I've known Mr. Beadle for quite some time. Through Nun League, really, it was primarily with Team Bath and Yate and clubs it was, and we played against them and we got on really well. And I played against him when he was at Team Bath as well. But it took me a while to get around him because him and me were both getting a little bit large at that time. I've just carried on the friendship now. We speak every now and again, and we spoke about a few players a few months ago and bits and pieces, and he asked me now and again, and we just haven't had a chance to catch up with him, come down and watch a game.